Anyway, I just finished the episode like 10, 15 minutes before this, so it's fresh in my mind. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Do you have a story to tell this week or no? Because I don't have
any. I have a story?
Yeah, I want to hear an update on the
neighbor. My apartment. Nothing. No, it was just like, you know, I didn't see the guy. I usually don't even see him once in a blue moon. And no, I just ignored it. It's just stupid.
Oh.
Nothing exciting.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of 90 Day Fiancé, Bubbas and Banter. Let's dive into episode 3 of season 7.
That's not the name of our podcast. So I would have loved that, but that's actually not even the name.
Isn't it Bubbas and Banter? Oh, so
it's 90 Day React, Bubbas and Banter.
Hold on, let me change this.
Yeah.
90 Day...
What was I going to say? Yeah, so your neighbor, you just ignored your neighbor. Boring. Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Nothing exciting. Whatever, let's get into it. We need to start with You Know Who, because this was the Let the Chicken Live episode.
Yeah, Let the Chicken.
She eats f***ing meat. After all that.
That's what we found out.
And Chitty was like.
Of course. Yeah, I thought she might say, I just, you know, eat beef or fish or something like that. No, she eats chicken. So I have no idea what the problem was.
The sister was like, okay, I can understand. Like, she said, okay, so do you not eat meat? And she's like, nah, I eat chicken. What? Girl, calm the f*** down. Also, like, listen, I love animals, and at a certain period in my life, I was vegan. For environmental and humane reasons, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I was vegan. That was like a couple of years. And then I was vegetarian after that. And now I eat everything pretty much but pork.
Right.
But the big reason that I did that was because of factory farming.
Exactly.
And this woman is saying, you know, it's not humane. You guys are sitting here and you're going to kill it in front of me. And it's like, that's actually way more humane than... It's not like she said she goes to,
very true, yeah,
you know, an organic pasture raised,
I think, you know,
oat free range farm. She said she just buys it from the store. If you're talking about like animal welfare, the places you're getting your chicken from abuse these animals before they murder them, whatever.
I know. I think that the problem was like, if you introduce me to the chicken, I don't want to eat that particular chicken. But if it's like a stranger chicken, I'll eat it.
You don't want to have a rapport with your food.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to have seen the chicken that I'm going to eat. Just bring it from the supermarket. I'll eat all the chicken you want.
I mean, I was pretty shocked because the way she was going on, it made it seem like she was vegetarian.
I truly was shocked by her facial expressions and the way she was like.
When she said that she.
Yeah, the way she was like acting and.
Yeah.
Chidi's sister, Victoria, is like, who is this person? It's like, what's going on?
She was so embarrassed, too. Like, she was telling the shopkeeper. She was like, I'll come back.
Yeah, we'll come back later. Just save the chicken for us. I'll come by myself. Now we'll take care of that chicken.
She's like, I'll feed this to her tonight. She won't even know.
Exactly. And from that moment on, she said, I think I'm going to do shopping by myself. See you later.
She's like, just sit down. She's like, I'm going to go shopping.
I'm going to get some corn or something like that, you know?
Renee should just be vegetarian if it bothers her so much.
Yeah.
Seriously, if it bothers her this much, just be vegetarian. It's not a big deal.
But, I mean, the way she reacted, it was like so weird, you know? It was like... She got so angry weird. So quickly. Like, it was like, you know.
What'd she say? She was like, you're going to shove it down your throat. Like, calm down,
yeah,
bro.
Exactly. Like, I mean, you've just met these people, you know. Even Chitty,
not a way to talk to people.
Yeah, you don't talk to a sister like that. And, you know, you got to be nicer. But she has no, I mean, she lives on a farm. She doesn't really, she said it herself. She doesn't really interact with other people. She hardly goes, you know, out shopping to do anything at all. You know, she said that like last episode or the one before that. So
she did admit that she doesn't really talk to people.
Right.
So I'll give her that.
I mean, she doesn't have really any interaction with people, and she doesn't know how to act in situations like this. And, you know, the anger comes out, and, you know.
Again, she's doing the thing that I said that she was doing last episode, where she's just like being way too forceful with the intimacy, and she just does not respect. I don't know why. I just don't understand why she can't have respect for his faith as a reason for his celibacy.
Right. Well, the big moment was at the end when, you know, he told her that we're not going to have intimacy before right. we are married. And
she lost it.
As you like, could see her facial expression, you know, changed, and she was like smiling a little bit. And then after what, you know, Chidi told her, she was like getting really upset and really angry. And, you know,
well, it's not like he could see her, but he could hear her tone of voice. She started like yelling at him.
Yeah.
Kind
yeah.
of.
I mean, to be fair,
such a red flag. My
you know,
God.
He could have told her this like months ago, but he never did.
I get that. But he also said he wanted to have this conversation in person, which is also fair. Like, I see both sides. You know,
yeah,
I understand that it is kind of something you should have talked about. You've been talking for 5 years, she said.
So yeah, I mean, this issue must have. Yeah, exactly. This, like, among all other issues, this should have come up at some point, and he should have said something. This should have come up. This is like a very major topic. You know, it's a big issue, and
it means a lot to him.
You know,
like you would have thought
exactly.
Well, that's the other thing too. It's like, did he become closer to his faith as those 5 years went on? Like, maybe he didn't always feel that way. Maybe his thoughts changed. Like, I don't know. And they don't go into that. So
still, you know, what do you talk about on the phone for, you know, during those 5 years? This should have been one of the topics. Like, as he became more religious, this should have been, hey, listen, you know.
Yeah.
I'm reading the Bible, and I'm studying, and these are the decisions I'm making along the way, and this is one of them. And she would have known. She would have either ended that online conversation, or she would have, you know, accepted it in some, you know, in her own way. So I don't know, but the way that, you know, Chidi's sister just took off. It was fun. She's like, okay, that's it. I'm out of here.
She's like,
see you guys later.
Sit down. Here's some corn.
Yeah.
And
it was good that, you know, she was trying to teach her how you guide, you know, Chidi. Because it's not like everything's like obeying the law and the Trent Crossroad and, you know. There's a sidewalk and this is a road because, yeah, you know, you're in a strange place. You're in a different country. So everything is done differently and you have to know your way around. And not all, on top of that, you have to guide someone who can't see.
Right.
So it was good that she, you know, took charge and, you know, taught her a little bit about how to move around.
I mean, she's so respectful. She's so thoughtful.
And I think she kind of decided right there and then, this is not going to happen.
Like, it's not going to work between them?
It's not going to work for Chidi at all, you know. So,
you think she's already decided?
I think so, because she kind of mentioned it, that she couldn't understand why this anger came out like all of a sudden.
Yeah, she didn't like how short-tempered,
you know,
she was. Yeah,
reaction, you know, to what they were trying to do. She went back for the chicken, I think. Give me that chicken. The price was right. And one thing about this cloud filtering is just like, you do it one time. I get it. I understand what the producer's trying to show.
What
the cloud effect.
Oh, yeah.
I get it, you know, but every time they put that, Yeah, they put that on and I'm watching and yeah, it makes me nauseous looking at that because it's fuzzy. It's like you're looking at a fuzzy screen. You just do it once.
I get what they're going for. I understand, but also,
but the only time that it made sense to do that was in that open market. That is like insane how, you know, you have to maneuver your way around all these, you know, tables and you have to make a right turn, left turn, and everything is close quartered. And, you know, that's the only time I would, you know, it was justified to do that. Other times, maybe once in the beginning and just don't do it anymore. It just doesn't make sense. We get it. You know, I hate they keep doing that.
The last thing I want to say about that whole interaction towards the end where they're sitting on the side of the street and they're talking about his choice to be celibate until marriage and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed too that like pretty much it seems to me if I had to psychoanalyze her, like the root of all of her issues stems from her insecurity, her deep insecurity.
Right.
Because she was like, something's up, something's wrong. Now he doesn't want to sleep with me. What she wasn't saying is, it must be me. I must be ugly or he must not like me or whatever. Like, that's what she was implying.
Yeah, that's all she's thinking.
Like, she couldn't even, right. And it was like, oh my God, like this woman can't acknowledge anything. And then that insecurity, the way she reacts outwardly is anger.
Yeah.
And it's raising her voice and being rude to people.
Right.
And I started to really get upset. I was like, this guy is so nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just was like, he just has such a gentle affect. And again, I don't know the guy.
He's mild mannered. Like, yeah.
And, all it takes is to say, all she needed to say was, if she had any level of emotional intelligence, was, I understand, but I really wish you would have told me that sooner. Or, it means a lot for me to have a connection with you, and that kind of makes me feel like you don't want me, or whatever it is. She could have voiced it in any other way other than like barking at him.
She doesn't have the right tools to communicate. So
annoying. I hope his family steps in if she keeps doing this to him.
Yeah, just don't take her to the market anymore. That's it. That's the last time you take him into the market.
Yeah, I don't know. That was so weird. I've been waiting for the chicken episode, and we got that huge reveal that she is, in fact, a meat eater. So, whatever.
Chicken McNugget anytime, man. Just don't introduce me to the chicken.
It's like, all right, dude.
Don't introduce me to the chicken. I don't want to know.
Who's next? Who do you want to talk about
next? Let's do Tiger Lily and Adnan. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. So getting married scene.
Yeah. My biggest pet peeve with any 90 day anything when it has to do with the American going to, or actually either way, but usually non-American marriages are longer or they're more intricate or they have cultural traditions that are maybe a little bit more symbolic or meaningful than an American like courthouse marriage.
Right.
And I hate when the foreigner, I should say, does not explain to the American anything that's going on.
Right.
They don't prep them. They don't translate. They don't have a translator for them. They don't explain.
No, because
the process.
You're dealing with a 22-year-old child. He's not going.
No, but it's not just him. It's happened so many times. Like, we've seen weddings that take place, like in India, that are days long.
Yeah.
And it's like the American is like, I don't even know what's happening. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And it's like, one, there's a certain level of sometimes they're like, I want to be aware of the proper decorum. But then the other level is like, they want to be, if they love this person, they want to be involved and understand all the symbolism of the things that you guys are doing right now.
Right.
Like, what does it take to just be like, right before you answer any of the questions that the sheikh or whoever is saying, just say, and now we're going to sign this whisper to your spouse, because you clearly you're not going to go get a translator. You know, now we're going to do this and now, but she went and signed a contract. I don't know what the marriage contracts in Jordan say. And she even said, she was like, I'm kind of worried. What the f*** did you just sign? You don't even know.
She has no idea. She has no idea what she said or doesn't understand any part of it. And all she knows is like a marriage contract that she has to sign and say a few words, I guess.
Yeah.
And this wasn't.
I just hate when they don't explain what's going on.
Yeah, nobody. I mean, it's. I think that could be cultural. Some cultures, you just accept things the way they are, and you just move along, and you know, say yes and go ahead and sign and this and that. And
yeah, but some it's, other it's, cultures, it's they, known to it's, him because yeah. it is his culture, but it's not known to her.
Yeah.
Like, and she looks confused. Even her mom, even his mom, clocked the fact that. She was like, she looks kind of scared. It's like, yeah, because she has no idea what's going on because you guys are not explaining anything to her. I mean,
how old was the mom? She looks young.
I mean, looks the same age as Tiger. I was shocked. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
kids. I mean,
that's why I was like, I'm trying to do the math in my head. I'm like, there's no way. Because if he's 22 and there's 15 right. of them, even if he was the oldest, which he's clearly not because
no, he's the youngest, brother, apparently, yeah.
Okay, he is. That's why he's acting like a...
Yeah,
okay. So...
She must have started getting pregnant.
She must have been a teen mom.
Yeah,
she exactly. had to be. Because yeah. she looks so young.
And then, you know, one after another, I guess.
Yeah. I lost it at this scene with the hairstylist, Uday.
Adnan was such a
him
jerk.
Him looking around.
Yeah, it's like... He was scared. He's like, what are you doing to this guy? He just came to help you out and you're acting like a jerk. God. Just looking at him like, you know, give him the death glare, as Tiger Lily said. It's just like, give me a break.
And then him timing it, being like, you have 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, exactly like a 9-year-old. Yeah, like
shut
yeah,
up.
I'm timing you. You better be quick, you know.
It is what it is. This is what she signed up for. Done. This is what she
and
signed up for.
And there's nobody is like all the other couples, the other family. They talk to you a little bit. You get introduced. This is like,
yeah.
Go ahead, just sign in. That's it. Welcome to the family.
Literally.
Have a ceremony.
I just was like, everything is moving so fast. Oh my God. Because even the second date was like, I'm his sister. I'm his sister. I'm just like, how is she's not processing shit.
No, she's just...
She's not processing anything.
Well and, the thing is, you know, it, when you have 15 kids, and this is the last yeah. one, it's like, all right, let's just get this one married out of here, and yeah. I'll be done, you know? It's like, this woman, fine, American, fine, not Muslim, fine, let's do it, you know? Let's sign stuff up and get it over with, you know? So
yeah,
I kind of understand where she's coming from, you know?
I do too, but he really did hit the jackpot with her. Like, she's to most people, generally attractive woman.
Right.
She's youngish. She's not like an old lady.
Right.
She has a ton of money. Right. You know, like, he did pretty well. It's not like they're phoning in this
yeah, exactly.
marriage, but... Yeah. Yeah, there's so many people.
If things gonna go this way, that she's gonna, you know, agree with everything, and she kind of mentioned, well, things are different in America, and you know, I have friends, guy friends, and this and that, and you know,
right.
I don't know how this is gonna sit, you know, well with Adnan later on, you know, for
he's
now it's fine,
shock.
You know, we're just gonna, you know, have this marriage contract, you know, and then. Move along and see what happens.
It's gonna be like Mahmoud and
that's like a car crash in slow motion. It's gonna happen at some
yeah it's like you guys aren't yeah. compatible. You have completely different values. This man is ultra conservative. You know, if you're gonna bring him to the US, he's gonna have major culture shock. He's not gonna like it. He's not gonna change.
No,
you know,
no, I mean Tiger Lily looks so calm. Yeah, she's just like, okay, all right, son, okay. You want to say, okay, you want to put food in my mouth? Okay, but I don't eat sheep. Yeah. Well, it's lamb. Okay.
That's the way you described it is perfect. It is a car crash in slow motion. It's boring. Like I said, they're the least. Actually, I think Brian and Ingrid are the most boring to me. Brian and Ingrid, like, whatever. She's overwhelmed
with what
happened
I
this
think...
episode.
There's a time and a place for everything. I think what Brian, he kind of realized it himself. that it was just too much, too little time, too much to show to Ingrid. Just let her drive. Just have good time the first night. Do not have her, you know, put these gadgets on for you to be able to drive. Do not introduce her to the Foley bag and all of the, you don't have to do that. Just give her some time. She's excited to see you. She doesn't have to know about this and that right away.
Right.
The second day, third day, fourth day. Okay.
Like he just got there.
You know,
there.
Don't put so much on her.
It seemed like from the way he described it, he was like, I just want to rip the Band-Aid off type thing.
Yeah.
Or he was like, I just want to normalize it. I want her to know this is every day. I get that too. I mean, this is a Libra in me. I see both sides. So it's difficult for me to like criticize one way or another in turn when a situation is kind of reasonable, because like I do understand why he would want to do that. But everybody's different, and he doesn't like, some people would have been like, oh cool, yeah, I'm glad you're being upfront with me. And she's not one of those people. She's like, and I thought, I mean, he seems like a sweet guy. He was like, I hope I'm not disrespecting you, like, and she was like, no, like, he's very you know, he sees her facial expression changing or this or that.
I mean, whatever, like, he cares a whatever lot about mood her, so. Ingrid was in, it was gone instantly. It's like, okay, let's go to sleep now. Bye.
Yeah.
You know, she has to, you have to give her time to digest. Okay, you want to show her the car thing, the handles? Okay, that's one thing for the first night. And then the second night and the third night, or, you know, just introduce her little by little to these things that are particular to you, and you know, she has to get to know and help you out with. But
that's another thing of like, it's like how we were saying before with the weddings and all that, it's like it's common to you but it's not common to her, and
right, exactly, yeah, just like or you know, all foreign to her, she has no idea. Then she's thinking about the future, oh my god, what have I done, you know, can I deal with this, can I go through with it? It's all these questions, you know, you introduce her to all these things, you know, things that she is going to somewhat help you out with. And the question comes up that, will I be able to deal with this for the rest of my life? You know, he kind of understood toward the end that, you know, it was, he was giving her too much information. You know,
just, yeah.
You got to hold off on some of that stuff. And there's, not much went on with Lauren and Faith in this
episode. I think because they wanted to make room for Sunny and Vea.
Exactly.
To introduce the new characters.
Yeah, I loved it. And he said, to Faith, where can I exchange my money? And Faith said, well, how much do you have? And he says, $40 or something.
I missed that.
And she's,
was that in the promo? All you
have? He says, yeah, that's all I got.
I think it must have been her mom or someone. They're like, you should take Faith to the U.S. And he was like, well, I'm homeless
there.
Yeah,
exactly.
And they were like, oh, like, they don't know what
the facial
kind of
expression
of
on Faith was like, what have I done?
I know, poor woman. She really looked like, oh my god. And that's not a conversation you should have. Like, I'll say it because we have it. We'll probably want to talk about that next week. But that's not a conversation you have with everyone. You need to talk to your partner about that before you, you know, announce it in a group. But
he's kind of spacey. He's weird. He's you know, he's just like all over the place. And he gives her this note that full of questions. You know, trivial questions is like, you know. It's like, what? What is this?
I didn't get that one. Are you trying to see if she's stupid or like what?
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, he was trying to, this is for like, you know, small talk and, you know, these are not the things that you want to talk about the first, you know, first time you're with your partner or whoever.
Right.
You know, first night you're going out to eat and you give her this, you know, it was silly. It was just like childish. To say the least.
Okay, Sunny and Vea. Sunny is 25, originally from Bangladesh, but he lives in Durban, in South Africa.
Yes.
And Vea is 27, from Orlando, Florida.
Right. And she's stupid.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
I was just like, they clearly got a trauma bond already starting to creep in, because he was like, my dad wasn't around and she was in foster care. So, like, can we say something positive to connect with someone with and not something traumatic? Thank you.
And forget the outlet thing that she has no idea other countries use. I mean, I understand that for someone that hasn't traveled.
Yeah.
But on a larger, bigger level is that you're going to meet someone that you're interested in and you're taking your ex-boyfriend with you on this trip. I mean, that's another level of stupidity. It's like, why would you do that?
Are you taking it seriously? Out of all these people,
you know, you got nice friends. Why don't you pay for them to come with you? If you're afraid, if you're not trusting Sunny, why would you even go?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, you have to trust that person enough, thinking that, okay, at least if we break up, this other person will at least help me out to get back home, you know? Show me to, you know, which hotel, you know, airport, this and that. But this one, no. I'm just going to take my ex-boyfriend with me and Sunny will be okay with that, I guess, you know?
No way. I mean, we got a little taste of them saying that they track each other and they have arguments. So I guess we'll have to wait till they're in person for the big explosive arguments. But like, I lost it when he showed his friend and his roommate and he was like, what do you think? What do you think? I think I may propose. And they cut to his face and he's just like, the most tired, deadpan, like
perplexed.
I was cracking up. I was like, you know, this roommate has overheard so many arguments between these two that he's probably just so exhausted. Like,
I know. He knows it's not going to work out, but he's just going along with it.
Just like, be supportive.
Let's play this game. Nice, see how it goes. Yeah, I mean, I love that spice market. I mean, there's so many spices that, you know, you can...
I know, that was cute.
Yeah, I have a feeling that Via is not going to be flavored food, spicy kind of girl. She's probably going to like a burger without any ketchup or mustard or cheese on it. You know, like Renee.
Yeah. Very, very basic. Yeah,
exactly.
Food.
You know, she's not going to go for those. Yeah. Maybe she would. I have no idea. We don't know much about Bea anyway.
I mean, neither does he.
All we know is that she uses plenty of filters on her pictures.
Oh, my God. I was like, that's not this. That's
who is this woman?
Straight up not her. Yeah. I don't get it, guys. I'm not a fan of filters. It's weird.
No, and it's totally it's misleading. And at some point you gotta meet each other, and he's gonna see the real you. What is he gonna think then?
Well, she has to find out.
Yeah,
I feel like they're setting us up for some pretty intense arguments between all the couples.
I mean, I like Sunny. He seems like a nice guy.
So far, I mean, I don't know. He may be weird.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't get, did you say that the ex was commenting haha on his post, or Sunny was commenting on the ex?
No, the ex was commenting on Sunny's pictures, because he takes takes a lot of, you know, selfies. But it could be,
why is that your business? Like, why are you doing that? Why can't you just f*** off?
Well,
like,
that's one of the reasons you don't take your ex with you. If he does that... And, you know, he kind of is interfering in your relationship.
Yeah.
You know, that's a hint. Like, don't do this. You know, he's starting making comments, trolling your, you know, future boyfriend or fiance or whatever. And
maybe he's not the best person to bring on this trip.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wonder if her ex has left the country before.
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, that's
then they should just take the friend that was telling her about the outlets.
She's never traveled. This is her first trip outside of the country. And it's a huge step for her, you know, for someone who's, you know, never been to an airport, as she says. And it's a lot to handle for someone who's never traveled and only been online dating with someone else from another country. So it's a big change. So I don't know. I don't know how she's going to handle all that. That's why it's good to have a friend like she has to be with one of them, you know, traveling. But this ex is just going to complicate the whole situation. So
yeah, we'll show. Oh, he's fully coming to ruin it. Like, yeah, he's not coming to be helpful.
Of course, yeah.
So that should be fun.
Yeah,
can't wait for that.
I know, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like an episode. I don't know. It feels like it's going to take like a good 5 to 8 episodes to really, number one, it's all new cast. So it's right. Going to take a while for us to get to know them.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't think we're going to get into those really good arguments until everybody has made it over to the other country. Because I feel like that might take a few episodes because they still have to introduce other,
Yeah, we got three more couples. Three more couples to be introduced.
Three more?
Yeah. There are 8 couples.
Oh my God. That's a lot. Do we have a would you rather? I have a would you rather that says, would you rather have to deal with Jasmine's tendency to bring up the past in every argument or Christian's constant flirting with strangers?
Oh, that's a tough one. Bringing up the past or someone flirting with other people. I don't know which one is.
It's like kind of like how he was making friends.
He kind of stopped that, didn't he? Like toward the end, he was like more considerate.
Not really.
Not
really. He was like, "Come over to my girlfriend's place for Thanksgiving and this and that," and it's like, dude.
Yeah. I mean,
it was bordering, like, had he not been sitting with his girlfriend, I would 100% think that man was trying to hit on the women or get their number or something because he was like, what are you drinking? Blah, 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 blah. It wasn't like a friendly conversation.
Right. Yeah, I think it's harder to deal with someone who keeps bringing up the past. That's going to be more difficult. Because you could do that when you're just by yourselves. If there are 2 people by themselves, you can bring up the past. Or when you were other people, you can still bring up the past. But if you're flirting with someone, you need a 3rd person to flirt with. Unless you want to flirt with, your fiance whatnot. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like you're flirting with someone else.
You mean like the flirtation thing doesn't come up unless you're around
other people. If you're alone, so like most the of two your time of you, should be fine. Who are you going to flirt with? The refrigerator
the Jasmine thing is worse because it's like constant. Definitely.
It could be constantly in your mind, Even when you're alone, you're on a vacation and it could come up, remember that or you remember this, and that's going to be tough, man. But if you're flirting, then you need a 3rd person. So there goes the logic on that one.
I think I agree.
Yeah.
Because it feels like the Christian issue is something that maybe he can work on. Maybe. It depends on the person, I guess. But
yeah, I think that's...
It feels more fixable in the Jasmine thing. I don't know.
Yeah, just keep bringing up the past. It's not going to be good for anyone. But flirting, you can probably put a stop to that, or at least when you're together and nobody else is around, you're in business.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
Adnan, it just got on my nerves this time. It's just like, give this guy a break. Let him do his work. It's just like the guy was looking around.
On our nerves. It's only been 3 episodes and we both want to kill him.
I know.
I mean, he's so annoying.
And it's not going to stop. Okay. Cause he's like a 22-year-old. And I don't think his brain has developed enough for him to make that course correction, So he just like
they
keeps going on
25,
and being the jerk he is, But
hopefully it gets more interesting next episode because this one was kind of like, meh. Maybe I'm just low energy, but I was like, come on, guys, give me something. The only thing that we got in there was the chicken debacle.
Yeah, so. Renee and Chitty were interesting, and Tiger Lily and Adnan were the stars this week. But we'll see. I mean, they introduced us to the new couple, but we'll know more next week.
Okay, cool. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. All 4 of you. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week.
That's good. We got four. Yay.
Yeah. Woo.
Bye, bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.